From Eden by Fry, Volume 2, Heart, Chapter 2, Memories of the Present, Hangover. There is a connection. The connection may well be the pattern. I did this back then, I do this right now. I will be doing this in 2 years' time, most likely in 10, maybe even in 20. I understand it, I can put reason to it, but I can't make any sense of it because reason doesn't really come into it. I have to sometimes save myself from myself, but more often than not, the universe protects me from what I want. If the universe and my subconscious were in tune with each other, then that would explain a lot, even if my conscious still struggles. And it still struggles. I think. And I think sometimes I am my own worst enemy because I think matters through. I most likely overthink them. My sitting here now may well be a case in point. I should probably just get drunk with myself on cocktails and not care one jot why I'm here now, reminding myself of my incapacity to fruitfully fall in love. Even the idea of fruitfully falling in love sounds like a great misunderstanding of myself, by myself, of other people, namely the people I somehow find myself falling in love with. I wouldn't know the first thing about what that would actually entail, but I know more or less what it wouldn't. I'm reminded of something that is happening simultaneously, even as I'm talking to George right now, although of course it isn't. It will have happened either just before or just after or a little earlier or a little later, but at this moment it might as well be happening right now for the presence it has, the way it imposes itself. I wake up surrounded by paint pots, pots of paint, small and large, some tin, some plastic, plus white spirit. My head aches like Alaska. I open my eyes and close them again, and open them once more, and then close them again. I hear the voice of my friend who is staying with me talk to his girlfriend on Skype. His side of the conversation goes, His German, more specifically, Bavarian. He may be the first Bavarian I have ever fancied. I used to go much more for lean, lanky, tall men, and while I still have a residual primal propensity towards tall people quite generally, I was here for the first time smitten with somebody of a more stoically solid build. I listen with my eyes closed, though I try not to hear. I used to think that his girlfriend was the most boring person alive, but that may well have been just the tint of jealousy. I don't like the idea of being jealous any more than I like the idea of being angry or ungenerous. But since he's been staying with me, I've realized that my friend, whom I used to have a very soft spot for and whom I continue to hold in a great deal of affection and high professional admiration, when he feels like it, my in this moment murky mind wants to say when he's under her spell, can be almost as boring as her, even though his name doesn't suggest it. His name suggests mischief and a boyish irreverence and a sense of adventure and a laugh and a roll in the hay and an ice cream too many and a drink on top and calling on Freddy at 2 in the morning, quite tipsy, and an eagerness to discover. None of which is currently much on display, but we did once call on Freddy at 2 in the morning after a party, as Freddy happened to live on the way home in Berlin. That was fun. The girlfriend was not amused. Maxwell. He sleeps a hell of a lot. Maybe he's depressed. Or maybe his girlfriend tires him out. She is very hard work, I realize. He sleeps more than I think he's awake, and sometimes he's asleep when awake, and even when he's awake, he often might as well be asleep. He's been here for 5 months now, and he still doesn't speak English. That puzzles me. I must be hungry and hungover, hence, surely, my state of mind, which, to my own baffled unease, seems to signal malfunction. I've never known myself so discomforted by a person I love. My brain hurts. One of the paint pots has leaked pinkish paint onto my pillow. It looks oddly svelte. There is no better cure for an infatuation with someone than to have them stay at your flat for a while. I used to think he was the one, and I came close to telling him so. I certainly told him his girlfriend was boring. I don't regret that. It was true. Right now, I wish myself buried under 12,000 pebbles. Not dead, just buried. The pebbles would soothe me and ward off the litany of what exactly? I keep my eyes closed and try to drift off. It's not easy.